This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Summer is the perfect time to enjoy Australia's beaches, rivers and waterways, but many new arrivals who are not familiar with water safety rules can put their life at risk. These safety guidelines for swimming, boating and fishing can help prevent drowning incidents and save money on fines. Out of 248 people drowned in Australian waterways, 80% were males, according to the Royal Life-Saving National Drowning Report 2020. Between the 1st of July 2019 and the 30th of June 2020, the report estimates a further 504 people experienced a non-fatal drowning incident. Most commonly, drowning incidents occur in rivers and creeks, 21%, followed by accidents in ocean and harbours at 20% and on the beach, 18%. Natasha Wills from Victorian Fisheries Authority says the top three activities that have an impact on the rate of drowning incidents are swimming, boating or falling when fishing. She says members of the multicultural community are not always familiar with rules set in place for water safety activities.
So the cultural and linguistically diverse communities, many of them really enjoy fishing. It's part of their cultures from their countries that they were born, so they enjoy picking it up here. It's also important to know that there are fishing rules and you need to follow them because the fines are really large. So we don't want people to get in trouble because they don't understand what the rules are.
On the Victorian Fisheries Authority website, the information on safe fishing is available in English, simplified Chinese, Vietnamese, Korean and Malay language. Natasha Wills says safety measures are essential because they save lives.
Tell someone who you're not fishing with, where you're going and when you'll be home. Arrange to fish with, you know, at least two more people so that you can all look after each other. And also have a look where you might be fishing and look for ways that you can get away from the area quickly if the weather does change. Also, we recommend that you wear a life jacket when you go fishing. That's always good. If you do happen to fall in the water, you'll at least float, plus light clothing, so you can swim easily if you are washed in.
Natasha Wills advises once you choose your fishing spot to spend some time thinking about an escape route for the worst case scenario. She also warns about jumping in if someone you're fishing with is washed into the water.
We have had people who have drowned because they've tried to rescue somebody else. Your friend or a family member falls in the water, please don't go in after them. Find something that floats. Call somebody to give you some help. Many people have either overestimated their swimming ability and they actually end up not being able to help rescue a person, but also a person that's fallen in the water can often be quite panicked. So when you get closer to them, they can pull you under the water too.
Natasha Wills says the best thing to do in those situations is to use a rope or something that floats to throw to the person in the water and to dial 000 or 112 on your mobile phone to get help. Zulfi Haidari migrated to Australia 8 years ago. For the last 3 years, he's been volunteering with State Emergency Service, SES, at the Greater Dandenong Unit in Victoria.
So with SES, we do everything except fires. We work with WICPOL, so Victoria Police. We work with Ambulance Victoria. So we do everything, like, you know, just ground support, rescuing people, flood, storm, with those sort of scenarios. So, yeah.
He says many volunteers at SES are from a multicultural background and speak many languages.
Oh, it's really good, like, you know, because so I can actually speak like up to four languages. Say we actually go to a house that they actually can't speak English at all, we will definitely have someone in our crew or in our unit that we can refer to them, you know, and they can translate what their concerns are and stuff. So that's really handy, like, in that way.
The Bureau's Head of Operational Climate Services, Dr. Andrew Watkins, says to expect wet landscape this summer and to check the tide and weather on the Bureau of Meteorology website.
And if you look at our seasonal outlook, the increased odds of rainfall across the east and the recent rains that we have seen mean that we'll get a very wet landscape and that risk of flooding will be higher than average for Queensland, for New South Wales and for Victoria as well.
He's concerned about flash flooding and heavy erosion in areas that have experienced significant bushfires last summer.
So in those bushfire areas, we are concerned about the increased risk of flash flooding and also the increased risk of heavy erosion events or even landslips in those areas where the vegetation isn't there to hold the soils together. So heavy rainfall will run more quickly off that landscape and increase the risk of flash flooding and heavy erosion.
Zulfi Haidari says when it comes to floods, it's often silly behaviour that gets people into trouble.
So recently we had this flood and it was like, you know, people don't understand that you don't have to drive in the flood water because it's not safe. So we have done like a lot of rescues recently that people actually got stuck in the flood water and then we have to go and help them get out of that car or get out of that water.
From his experience, Zulfi Haidari believes many drowning accidents could be prevented.
The ocean is pretty dangerous. You know, people being really less cautious with those sort of things, you know. A lot of migrants, you know, they're like their culture and things, they actually come in Australia when they come to Australia, you know, they don't know to swim at all, honestly. So if you don't know, if you're not familiar with the water or with your swimming, you know, stay away from the water.
To check the tide and weather, visit the Bureau of Meteorology website. For fishing safety tips, visit the Victorian Fisheries Authority website. For free translating and interpreting services, visit the TIS national website. The Settlement Guide feature on how to stay safe in and around water was prepared by Josipa Kosanovic. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.